Matt Talbot is, I suppose, is one of the great miracles of grace of the 20th century Ireland. Here he was, a down and out, a drunk, and he's now a candidate for canonisation. There are 1.5 million people buried up in Glasnevin Cemetery of the great and the good of Ireland. Wonderful good people. There's only one of that 1.5 million whose body has been exhumed because of the suspicion that he was profoundly holy, and that is Matt Talbot. People are still praying to him in families all over Ireland. There are groups, Matt Talbot groups, that pay for members of their family and their friends who've been caught up in addiction.
Mm.
Now, we in the Pioneer Association promote that as far as we can, but we know that we're not the only people who are concerned about the problems of addiction and the extraordinary abuse by younger people now of alcohol and drugs. So each year there is a joint Pioneer Matt Talbot pilgrimage to Knock. This year it's on Sunday the 20th of July, and the Mass that day would be celebrated by Bishop Colm O'Reilly of Ardagh and Clonmacnoise. I think there'll be a choir from from around the Kilkenny area.
Mm.
So we get people from different parts of the country to be involved in it.
Mm.
But it's very much a prayer for families suffering because of the abuse of alcohol, as was the case in the family of Matt Talbot, and also that people will find their way out of the morass and heartbreak involved in it.
Mm. Well, do you find now, say, in relation to the Pioneer Association, that, you know, are young people joining it?
Well, each year now, about 15,000 young people join the Pioneer
Association. Is that around confirmation time?
Mainly around that time. So they contact our office. We have young people now going into the schools. And there's a bigger demand than there has been for many years. I think probably the parents are saying in schools, well, how about trying the Pioneers? But anyhow, there's a new revival, and we're working very hard to adapt ourselves to the new situation in which we find ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you find that going into schools now, you're being well received? That, I mean, teachers and parents obviously will want something you tried.
We do that. We have young men and also young women going in to the schools at the moment. One or two of them are actually full time, but we get very good reports from the schools that these young people, we've trained them before they've gone in to do this work, and they're able to deal with the questions that come up, because young people now come up with extraordinary questions, so you need to be well able to.
Yeah, what were their concerns mainly? Would it be like the prayer aspect of it, or the giving up the drink?
Well, I suppose that it varies. One of the things that we in the Pioneers have stressed, and what's distinctive of the Pioneers, was that prayer dimension of it. That prayer can make a difference in elevating the quality of anybody's life. But usually they're more down to earth issues. How you say no to the others. How when you're out with the other youngsters, how you begin to protect yourself. Because often they get caught into things by leaders, and they need to discuss that. Because forewarned is forearmed.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you mentioned, the whole area of addiction. So for people today and for parents particularly, the other big issue is drugs, isn't it? You know, so somebody like Matt Talbot would be a great person, you know, to be able to pray to and see how he recovered.
Well, he's a symbol of hope for people, because there he was, down and out. And I suppose if he had lived in the inner city of Dublin today, he would be into both alcohol and drugs. There were none of these exotic drugs around at the time, but he wouldn't have been incapable of avoiding them. So they're all, I mean, they're pretty well closely linked to one another.
Yes. And do you find that people are still coming to you and praying to him? I know you're hoping for canonisation, do you think?
Oh, there is. There are big groups all over Ireland. Interestingly now, the Matt Talbot Shrine, they still get big numbers from around the country. Like Belfast is a place where he's very much held in honour. I was at one, I preached at one of their events, and there were 5 busloads down from Belfast. And these be ordinary people who are concerned about their sons and their daughters who get caught up in the world of drink and drugs. And they're turning to Matt Talbot because they know he's a sign of hope.
So, Barney, if people want to get information about the pilgrimage, what should they do?
Well, it's pretty simple because it begins with the blessing of the sick at 2:30 and then the Mass at 3 o'clock. So you just have to turn up. But if there's any detailed information, you want to go to the local Pioneer Centre. And there's 1,000 of them around the country.